Don't forget about our $1,000 winner the other day on the Ron Lundy Show on the Grand Slam Lucky License Contest. Bob Lewis, a 4134 Shoto in St. Louis, won $1,000 WIL dollars.
If you have a WIL Lucky License sticker on the rear window of your car, listen closely. If the last three numbers of the license number we're about to call match the last three numbers of your license number, you'll win $1.43. If you have the last four numbers, you'll win $14.30. And if this is your exact license number, you win $143. You must be the first person to call, and you must have a WIL Lucky License sticker on the rear window of your car. If this is your license number, you have 15 minutes to call WIL at Franklin 1-1430. Now, here is another WIL Lucky License Number.
XK6958. There it is for this hour on the Robin Scott Early Bird Show. The Lucky License Number, once again, XK, as in X-ray and Knockwurst, 6958. You have 15 minutes to call and claim your $143. Our phone number, Franklin 1-1430. This is WIL in St. Louis, Brewers of the Choicest Pops. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Here's yours truly.
A weather word from the early bird on a Wednesday morning. It's snowing throughout St. Louis and the surrounding vicinity now, but we're not supposed to have any further accumulation on the ground. Continued cold with a high in the 20s, the forecast. Clearing and cold tonight with a low near zero. Thursday sunny, but continued cold with a high in the 20s. Currently snowy skies, 8 degrees outside.
Hear electronic weather on wonderful WIL.
Listen for Fat Pontoon with the weather for you on the half hour.
Ask the man who's joined the Stag line what's so special about Stag. He'll tell you it's brewed extra dry. Some beer is sweet and some is dry, but Stag is extra dry. For real beer taste, it's extra dry Stag beer.
Ah, no wonder more and more people are joining the Stag line for extra dry Stag beer. For extra dry Stag beer.
WIL, happy birthday time, and this is the Robin Scott Early Bird Show for a Wednesday, now 2 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, from the WIL feature album of the week, great band with great voices. This is Cy Zentner's great band and the Johnny Man great voices. The song is Paper Doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper.
Already, Cy Zentner's band, along with the Johnny Man Singers and Paper Doll. That from the WIL feature album of the week. Don't forget, here on the Robin Scott Early Bird Show, we give away 10 copies of the feature album of the week each and every week. All you have to do to have a possibility of winning one is to send us a postcard. Send it to Feature Album WIL, St. Louis, 8, Missouri. Today's two winners, Mrs. Nell Myers of 6611A Arsenal, St. Louis, and Kathy Wood of 804 Meadow Acres, St. Louis, 25, Missouri.
Buddy, you're walking against a red light. You want to get killed?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta get a grip on myself. I can't seem to keep my mind on what I'm doing.
Money tension.
Boy, everything happens at once. Who'd ever figure they'd shut down the plant for a month? Or that Mary was gonna need an operation? All those hospital and doctor bills. No wonder I can't concentrate. Where's the money gonna come from?
Dial for money. Yes, when money tension strikes, dial for money. Dial Finance for America's fastest private loan by phone. No cosigners, no unnecessary delay. Get the money you need overnight. Money to clean up old bills or to reduce monthly car payments. Money for any reason. Remember, when money tension strikes, don't go to pieces. Go to your phone and dial for money. To get the money you need right now, pick up the phone and dial this number.
Garfield 13254.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 degrees outside and a snowbound Wednesday morning. Robin Scott Show. Nice to have you along at an early bird show at about 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, Tiger. Come go with us till 9, won't you? That's Dick Layton Showtime. Repeating once again, this hour's lucky license number on the early bird show, XK6958. That's XK6958. The number to call is Franklin 1-1430, if that's your license number.
Throughout the day, WIL's car 143 is cruising the streets of St. Louis.
There may be money in your neighborhood.
Keep tuned to WIL Radio for the location of car 143.
After the location is given, the first person to reach the car will win the WIL car 143 award.
A money bag of your very own with shiny WIL cash inside, or giant prizes will be yours just for finding car 143.
Keep listening to WIL Radio for the next car 143 location.
It means money and prizes for you.
All right, one of our many car 143 winners here on Radio 1, Helen Long of 5020 Pernod, St. Louis 9, Missouri. You keep your eyes peeled now for car 143 from WIL Radio. It could mean cash in your pocket.
Your home is your biggest investment. If you're proud of your home, it would be wise to heed the advice of Inspector Getz.
They call me the inspector because I'm always searching out the sneaky destructive termite. Although termites damage year-round, seldom does one know if his home is infested. About this time of the year, termites swarm and signal you that the dreadful creatures are in your neighborhood. Don't wait for a swarm. Call Getz Exterminators for a free inspection. Getz gets them.
Yes, darling, and don't forget, Getz has been getting them, serving St. Louis since 1888. Getz is a CCA sponsor.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, darling.
Oh, gee, Getz. I don't know what to say. This is Patsy Cline.
I've got your picture.
Patsy Cline and her little things there. And from the Silver Dollar Survey, the song, She's Got You. Good morning, Anya. We got each other till about 9 o'clock. Nice to have you along on a Wednesday morning Robin Scott Show. 10 past 8 now, 8 degrees outside, under cloudy or snowy. Snowy and cold St. Louis skies.
Time now for your Kroger food reporter.
Shoppers, don't wait. Shop at Kroger's today. Get a 25-cent package of Adams Corn Curls. Free. Yes, free. When you buy Gordon's twin-pack riblets and Old Vienna twin-pack potato chips. 10-ounce package, just 59 cents at Kroger.
This is WIL Radio, the home of award-winning Action Central News, and also with 243 WIL lucky license winners.
Ladies and gentlemen, a radio listening survey is now being conducted in the WIL listening area. So that there is no mistake, may I remind you that you are now listening to wonderful WIL at 1430 on your radio dial in St. Louis.
Wonderful WIL.
Yes, Robin, I just happened to think, you know, somebody told me you were rated number one by Mr. Hulse and Mr. Pooper.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Hi, this is Phil Silvers. Glad to see you.
Hulse and Pooper.
Here we are at the Central Stadium. The Gunners just ended the first half, and that great star, Knuckles Corby himself, is coming over here to tell us what he thinks of the new Fort Fairlane. What a marvelous physical specimen. Over here, Knox, here.
Where?
Here. Lou, look out for that bucket.
Oh, I gotta get my eyes checked again. Hiya.
Hiya, Knuckles. Tell the people about the new Ford Fairlane.
Oh, boy. Best shave I ever had.
Shave? No, Nuts. You know, the Fairlane, remember?
Look, Mac, I gotta save myself for the second half. Gotta save some of that zip.
You said it. That's the word, zip. That's what the Fairlane's new Challenger 260 V8 is really loaded with. And yet, it gives better gas mileage than any standard size six-cylinder car. Good work, Knox.
Oh, it was nothing.
What's more, a Ford Fairlane V8 costs less than some compact sixes. You people out there, get down to your Ford dealers and try it.
Hey, Phil, can I say hello to the wife?
Down, boy, hiya, down, boy, boy, honey, remember, I'm the second half. Remember, save yourself.
Yes. Oh, geez, you know, I was a test driver, Robin, for Ford for nearly 24 years, you know, and they fired me.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I'm so discouraged. They finally fired me. They found out, I didn't have a driver's license.
Well, that's too bad. Well, this is Kenny Ball of the orchestra on the newly reorganized Robin Scott Show here, Midnight in Moscow's song. We want to wish a very happy birthday out there to Mrs. Sinovich of 5343 Wilson Avenue from the Early Bird Show. Also, birthday greetings to you from Julia, Sylvia, and Betty. Lots of luck and happy birthday on you, Mrs. Sinovich of 5343 Wilson Avenue. Good morning on you also. 13 past 8 on this Wednesday morning Robin Scott Show.
WIL Blue Streak Headlines.
8 degrees at 8:15. This is WIL's Toppy Gay Viewpoint, Washington edition of Action Central News, St. Louis. Onslaught of snow and sleet yesterday and overnight, combined with the present sub-freezing temperatures, present hazards for motorists. Many thoroughfares dangerously slick.
Start early, drive with caution today, St. Louis. An Afton, Missouri man left his automobile on the Jefferson Barracks Bridge, a note on the seat indicating self-destruction. A search was underway by the Coast Guard this morning, East St. Louis. The state's attorneys for St. Clair and Madison counties in Illinois, referring to the income tax evasion conviction of Eastside Rackets boss Frank Buster Workman, issued joint statement urging local law enforcement officials to work together to prevent repetition of open gambling and other law violations. Washington, astronauts Glenn, Shepard, and Grissom make another appearance today before the Senate Space Committee. Now, Viewpoint, Topic A, Washington, with Nick Temish reporting.
The wiretapping dilemma. Wiretapping is an art prohibited by law, yet practiced by law. A technique to protect us from crime, yet which can violate our civil liberties. Wiretapping is like a strong drug, beneficial and dangerous at the same time. Small wonder that the U.S. Congress is conservative about legalizing wiretapping. Man's right to privacy is intimately involved. A Federal Communications Commission Act of 1934 in effect makes wiretapping a federal crime, yet five states have legalized wiretapping, providing officers get court authorization. Another state, Louisiana, allows authorities to wiretap without a court order. 33 states ban any wiretapping, and 11 say nothing about it. Wiretapping is especially strong in New York, where police tap thousands of phones. There are more thousands of taps outside the law. Business tapping businesses, individuals tapping individuals, shady characters tapping shady characters. As Justice Holmes once said, wiretapping is a dirty business. Opponents of wiretapping claim every person, even those suspected of crime, have a right to privacy, that it's better to lose an occasional crook than to violate the privacy of thousands. It's been estimated that when a suspect is tapped, another 400 persons also have their conversations listened to. With federal legalization, it's conceivable that millions of people will be listened in on without their knowledge. Understandably, the Bell Telephone Company doesn't want people to lose confidence in their handy instrument. They feel wiretapping should be limited to national security and question whether wiretapping should be permitted in such areas as gambling and racketeering. The Department of Justice and other law enforcement officials insist they need a federal wiretap law for cases involving narcotics, murder, and kidnapping. As it is, state officials who tap must feel a little uncomfortable because they know it's illegal. That's why very few wiretapping cases have been prosecuted. How can law officers go after wiretappers when they themselves wiretap? To end this chaos, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy recently asked Congress to support a controlled wiretap bill. For 25 years, his department has been trying for such a bill. Fully aware, it wiretaps, and so does the FBI. The new bill provides, one, all wiretapping by state or local officials be by court order. Two, the Attorney General must get permission from federal court to wiretap unless the matter involves national interest. Then he could use his sole discretion. Three, the Attorney General be given authority to police all wiretapping. But many who favor controlled wiretapping say the new bill puts too much power in the Attorney General's hands. The sole discretion provision on national security could become a dangerous weapon. Nick Timmish, Time Life Broadcast, Washington.
The WIL revised weather with a WIL weather ball. Flashing blue, snow flurries today, no appreciable accumulation. Cold today, high in the 20s. Clearing, cold tonight, low near zero. Tomorrow, sunny, cold, high in the 20s. Winds today and tonight from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 80%, light snow. Barometric pressure rising at 30.46 hundredths inches. Present temperature, 8 degrees. That's 8. This has been Topic A, Washington, from WIL Action Central. Winner of broadcasting's most coveted award, Public Trust.
We're back in the snowy Wednesday morning. Robin Scott Show from Radio 1. Good morning, Onion. Nice to have you along till about 9 o'clock. That's Shadrach from the Silver Dollar Survey on Radio 1. Brooke Benton on the Early Bird Show. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, WIL. Happy birthday time. 8 snowy degrees outside.
A TV memo from Channel 2. He's television's most subtle private eye. Craig Stevens stars as Peter Gunn. And don't forget all that wonderful jazz. Tonight at 10 on Channel 2, the new Spirit of St. Louis.
On you Huskies, on merch, merch!
W.I.L. has a dog without a name.
give our nameless dog a name and win a year's supply of Hill's dog food.
You'll need a dog to feed the Hill's dog food, too. So you'll also win the dog you name.
The dog is a 12-week-old St. Bernard puppy, registered by the American Kennel Club.
Think of a cute, clever name for our puppy dog and send the name you suggest with your name and address on a postcard or in a letter to Dog Contest, WIL Radio, St. Louis 8.
Entries will be judged on originality and aptness of thought. Decision of the judges will be final.
Contest closes at midnight, March 2nd, 1962.
Win a year's supply of that good Hill's dog food and the dog you name for sending us the winning name for the dog.
Send your entry to Dog Contest, WIL St. Louis.
Oh, jeez, get him away from me. Get him away.
What's the matter with you anyway, huh?
Oh, well, it's just that I don't like dogs, Robin, that's all.
Why not?
Well, because I'm a fire hydrant.
York Imperial-sized cigarette.
I don't blame you.
York Imperial-sized cigarette.
There's a new cigarette in town, and its name is York. A new cigarette with an honest-to-goodness smoker's reason behind its creation. York is the first imperial-sized cigarette, longer than king-size. York travels the smoke farther to improve smoking taste. York gives you a superb blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. And York uses its imperial length instead of a filter to make these rich tobaccos taste mild and smooth. Yes, there's an honest-to-goodness reason for you to try York. You will enjoy its luxurious taste. Try York imperial-sized cigarettes today.
York imperial-sized cigarette. York imperial-sized cigarette.
Well, this is WIL in St. Louis, home of car 143 with also 243 lucky license winners and lots of goodies, contest fun for you from Radio 1. We've got 8 cold, snowy degrees outside right now, 25 past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning Robin Scott Show.
Remember the year?
Was it the year of your first anniversary?
Here's a song that will last, a pop from the past, a WIL flashback.
A great WIL flashback, the Four Aces on the Wednesday morning Robin Scott Show for you. And a song called Love on a Park Bench is a Many Splintered Thing.
This announcement is for big men
and tall men. Now you big men, you tall men, can get your clothes at famous Robert Hall, low overhead cash prices.
Now at last, you big men, you tall men, can get quality tailored suits for only $49.95 at Robert Hall. The guaranteed to fit alterations are free.
Now Robert Hall offers you suits, coats, outdoor jackets, slacks, raincoats, sport coats, shirts.
Top styles, larger selections, lower prices. Sizes up through size 60.
Why pay more? Visit the new department for big men and tall men at Robert Hall.
See the complete selection of quality clothing at greater savings. The suits for big men at only $49.95, including alteration.
If you're big, if you're tall, save on clothes at Robert Hall.
Well, that's Robert Hall in LeMay, St. Anne, Kirkwood, Florissant, and Riverview Drive. They're now open every night, Monday through Saturday, till 9:30 p.m. This is WIL in St. Louis, the leader in livelier listening right now. The early bird, Robin Scott Show. For Wednesday, it's 8:30 in the morning.
Don't miss out on winning big money in the original St. Louis Lucky License game on WIL. Be sure to pick up your WIL Lucky License sticker at your nearby Mobile, Texaco, or City Service station. WIL Lucky License stickers are also available at Schneid Horse Restaurants and Mid-America Drive-In Theater. Be eligible to win big money on the big station in St. Louis, WIL, where you have a full 15 minutes to win, not a few unbelievable seconds. Be a winner with the winner in St. Louis Radio. Wonderful WIL.
All right. WIL in St. Louis with 243 WIL Lucky License winners so far. And we're congratulating Bob Lewis of 4134 Shoto, St. Louis, Missouri, winner of $1,000 WIL dollars in the Grand Slam Lucky License game.
And now, into the hearts and homes of Mid-America,
Radio station WIL and the Robin Scott Show present radio's most beloved weather girl, Fat Pontoon. Here she is now, stepping up to the WIL weather board. Fat Pontoon.
Say, how you like my Scotch plaid tennis shoes?
Beautiful.
They're great. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, honey. Snow today, but without further accumulation on the ground. Continue cold, the high in the 20s. Clearing and cold tonight with a low near zero. Thursday sunny, but continued cold with a high in the 20s. The outlook for Friday, fair and slightly warmer. The weather ball is, I don't know where it is. Right now it's 8 degrees outside. The uniform of the day is electric blanket, electric shoes and socks, electric sweater, electric top coat, and an extension cord.
Hey, don't forget about your free autograph pictures now, Fat Pontoon. They're available at no charge. All you do is send us a postcard with your name and address on the back. Address it to Fat Pontoon in care of WIL, St. Louis 8, Missouri.
Cold, golden Budweiser beer with that good taste for good time.
Discos for Bud. Discos for Bud.
Budweiser.
Sure. Yeah, for you right now, 28 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 degrees in Curtis Lee. There you go. Curtis Lee from the Silver Dollar Survey on this Wednesday morning snowbound Robin Scott Show. And that's a former WIL pick of the week. Just another fool. 25 minutes now before 9 o'clock in the morning. WIL. Happy birthday time. We're 25 minutes away from the Wednesday morning snowbound Richard Clayton Show. So you'll be standing by. 8 cold degrees outside.
Time now for your Kroger food reporter.
Shoppers, don't wait. Shop at Kroger's today. Get a 25-cent package of Adams Corn Curls. Free. Yes, free. When you buy Gordon's twin-pack riblets and Old Vienna twin-pack potato chips. 10-ounce package, just 59 cents at
yes,
Kroger.
Oh, geez, you know, that's Nelson Kirkwood there. And, oh, geez, that guy, just something about him excites me. I don't know what it is. It's too much, man.
Now, another first from wonderful WIL. WIL now makes it available to you. You'll want to get yours right away. Be the first in your neighborhood to have yours from wonderful WIL Radio. This fine edition will make you the talk of your neighborhood. It's portable and comes in two beautiful colors. To get yours, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Herbie, WIL Radio, St. Louis 8, Missouri. That's a self-addressed stamped envelope to Herbie, WIL Radio, St. Louis 8, Missouri. Get yours today.
I'll be without one. 24 minutes before 9 o'clock on the Robin Scott Wednesday Show. Nice to have you along, Tiger, till about 9 o'clock. Appreciate your company. 8 degrees outside. This is wonderful WIL, where you hear more hit music more often.
Visby, where are you taking me?
To the harbor, Chief. In honor of our comeback, the Clark people are sending you on an ocean voyage.
I knew they'd see the light. Oh, hi there! Clark sells only one grade of gasoline, high-octane premium. Clark Super 100 is as high in octane as any major premium brand, yet Clark sells at a nice price.
Don't forget to say, once you know, you go to Clark.
Bisbee, on the high seas, I'm going to say that station per station, Clark sells more gasoline than any major premium brand.
Here's the ship, Chief.
All ashore, let's go on ashore.
Goodbye, Fisby. I'll send you a present from Tahiti or Hawaii. If, by the way, where does the ship go?
Straight down. You're going around the world on an atomic submarine.
Fisby.
Well, don't forget now, you can learn the twist with Fisby. Get your free twist booklet at any Clark station while the supply lasts. Once you're 23 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning, WIL, happy birthday time. 8 cold degrees outside. And this is WIL in St. Louis Town with 243 lucky license winners. There you go. Cry, Baby, Cry, the song. Those are the Angels on the Wednesday Morning Early Bird Show. That's the WIL Pick of the Week. Don't forget, Ron Lundy gives away 25 copies of the WIL Pick of the Week each and every week on his afternoon show. You might win one if you send a postcard to Pick Hit, WIL, St. Louis 8, Missouri.
Well, by golly, you know that Ron Lundy gives away 25 copies of that song?
Right, each and every... He's got a big heart, this guy.
Yeah, he does. He got a stomach to match.
Yep, true.
May I help you, sir?
Fill her up, please.
Mr. Motorist, with every gallon of gas you buy in most Missouri cities, you pay a city gasoline tax of up to 2 cents per gallon. Your vote for Amendment Number 1, March 6th, ends city gas tax.
Glad you told me the facts. I'm voting for Amendment Number 1.
Well, easily persuaded, huh? The proceeding has been a paid political announcement. 19 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning on this, the Robin Scott Wednesday Show. It's nice to have you along once again. We've got 8 cold, snowy degrees outside.
At your favorite record dealers, free of charge, the WIL Silver Dollar Sound Survey. Pick up your copy of the only official WIL St. Louis Music Survey at your favorite music store today.
All righty, 18 minutes now before 9 o'clock in the morning, WIL. Happy birthday time. We've got Dick Layton Showtime coming up for you at 9 o'clock. Stand by for that. We're congratulating Bob Lewis of 4134 Shodo in St. Louis, winner of $1,000 in the WIL Grand Slam Lucky License Game.
More people ride on Goodyear tires than on any other kind. They're safer. You know that Goodyear leads. Turnpike proof. Goodyear tires for driving peace of mind.
Now, here's good news. Goodyear announces new low prices on the Turnpike proof Goodyear all-weather nylon. Priced as low as $11.95 plus tax in your old tire. And at that low price, you get not merely nylon, but Goodyear's famous 3T triple-tempered nylon. Triple-tempered to give you a stronger, safer tire body. And in the tread, more than 2,500 sawtooth rib edges and 520 double-angle stop notches. Ask for the new Goodyear 3T Nylon All-Weather, a genuine turnpike-proved tire at new low prices, as low as $11.95, no money down. Get it from your nearby Goodyear dealer or Goodyear service store.
Right now, it's 17 minutes before 9 o'clock, and the Wednesday Snowbound Robin Scott Show. Here's Chev Woolley, the song, That's My Pug.
From every point in the universe.
Instant news coverage. First on WIL.
Now, here's another first edition.
WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
At 8:45, 8 degrees, Nelson Kirkwood reporting from WIL Action Central News. East St. Louis, the state's attorneys for St. Clair and Madison counties in Illinois have issued a joint statement urging local law enforcement officials to work together to prevent a repetition of open gambling and other law breakdowns. Referring to the income tax evasion conviction of Eastside Rackus boss Frank Buster Workman and two associates, state's attorney Dick Mudge of Madison County and John Carnes of St. Clair County, said the story of Workman's activities in the area was a sordid history. They said that if local law enforcement officials had done their duty, the expensive investigation and trial would never have taken place, and national attention would not have been drawn to the East St. Louis area as a haven and playground for the underworld. St. Louis, former Governor James Blair was in St. Louis last night, and he spoke out in favor of the proposed state gasoline tax amendment. Blair was one of a number of speakers at a rally sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce of Metropolitan St. Louis. More than 600 persons attended despite the terrible weather. The former governor said the tax amendment would be a bargain for St. Louis. Other speakers at the rally urged support of the city and school bond issue proposals for St. Louis. All proposals will be voted on March 6th. Madison, the proprietor of the Chili Bowl restaurant at 1333 Madison Avenue in Madison, Illinois, fired two shots at two would-be holdup men this morning. Ralph Bobbs told Madison police the pair walked in about 4:30 a.m., displayed a weapon, and demanded money. He pulled out a pistol of his own and fired twice. He thinks he wounded one of the men. The getaway car was driven by a woman and had Missouri license plates. Missouri authorities and hospitals have been alerted in St. Louis. The St. Louis Circuit Court grand jury probing the fatal shooting of nightclub owner Edward Brown earlier this month heard 6 more witnesses yesterday. Another session has been set for tomorrow. Former Greenlease ransom money figure Joseph Costello, an ex-convict, has been named in a second-degree murder warrant in connection with the case.
You are listening to WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
Inez, Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, and Ohio have been hit by damaging floodwaters from rain-swollen streams and rivers. Hundreds of persons have been driven from their homes, one death reported in West Virginia. Thousands of acres of farmland have been flooded. Scores of roads are blocked, including 50 in Kentucky alone. Some schools are closed today. At least 2 communities in Kentucky and 1 in West Virginia are isolated. WIL Action Central has been in close touch with the situation, and we switch now to Inez, Kentucky, very hard hit by the rampaging flood waters. And we talk with Mrs. Virgie Porter in the sheriff's office.
Miss Porter, can you tell me what the situation is there in Inez, Kentucky this morning? Has it worsened any, or has it lessened?
The water's off the street here in town, and I just don't know hardly what to say. It's bad. I mean, it's...
Have a lot of people been evacuated?
Oh, yes, but they are all sweeping out mud this morning. They all back in.
How deep did the water get there in the streets of Inez, Kentucky?
I don't know how to say how many feet, but...
There was
in most of the homes here in town, and
there was no
most of the businesses, and most of it didn't wash any off their foundations, but it